Country Club FM.
We like the jingle bells this time of year. Probably should use it more often.
You're right.
To kick off the Bob Almanac here. And I did confirm that in the state of Minnesota, you do not have to disclose your identity. You can remain anonymous for lottery winnings if it's a prize over $10,000.
Oh.
So over a $10,000 prize, you can remain anonymous.
Very nice.
Just try to be, though. People are going to figure it out. People in your inner circle are going to figure it out when you got a helipad and a helicopter in your backyard. Right?
Yeah.
You're going to think of something's happening. I don't think they, I don't think they got that in a will for a family member, their dead uncle.
Word's going to get out.
Yeah. So today's Bob Almanac. We have a Bob Almanac salute here today. It's a guy that's been on the Almanac for birthdays, so when you pass away, you got to do a salute, certainly.
The anti-aircraft weapons in the city center where we are living around the government buildings erupted in fire. There must have been 200 guns firing to the sky. We did not see any aircraft around, but we did hear the alarm sirens.
So that's Peter Arnett, CNN, reporting in the beginning of the Gulf War when it went from Desert Shield to Desert Storm, and the Allied forces, most notably us, started bombing Baghdad. Back in 1991, and Peter Arnett was there, along with a couple of other CNN guys. But they were right there. They were under fire and in the government building, and that's Peter Arnett. He passed away. He was 91, passed away from prostate cancer yesterday, it was announced.
Wow.
Peter Arnett, who's actually from New Zealand and became a naturalized American citizen and a journalist. And he did the same thing in Vietnam. So he reported from Vietnam. In Vietnam, and then also the Gulf War from Baghdad. Peter Arnett, now gone but not forgotten. Thursday, December 18th, 1865. This was a significant amendment to the U.S. Constitution that went into effect this date. It was the amendment that abolished slavery. The 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, abolishing slavery, 1865, Neil.
It was overdue.
1966 on television for the first time.
Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot, but the Grinch, who lived just north of Whoville, did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one quite knows the reason. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small.
You call those shoes that he was wearing? They look more like slippers.
Yeah.
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. How the Grinch Stole Christmas aired for the first time. Of course, the Dr. Seuss book and story. That's Boris Karloff doing the narrating.
It's good.
And the voice of Tony Tiger, Thurl Ravenscroft, was the one who sang the song. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Stink, stank, stunk. Stink, stank, stunk. The three words, I quote, describe you the best. So How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Whoville. He's up there on Mount Crumpet and his dog, Max.
It's classic.
1966.
Sure.
69 this date.
Welcome to Hee Haw, starring Buck Owens and Roy Clark.
Yeah, Roy Clark and Buck Owens, they were a dynamic duo, and Hee Haw debuted as a regular weekly series. It had appeared a few times earlier as just kind of a special, but it became a regular weekly series on CBS. It was kind of the country version of Laugh-In, Neil.
Yes, it didn't. People enjoyed it, and I didn't watch as much of that as I did Laugh-In, but I did enjoy it.
Hee Haw, 1969. Hee Haw lasted longer than Laugh-In.
Huh?
Easily.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it was on for years and years, and it went over to cable. I want to say well into the 80s, it was still a thing.
Yeah, and Laugh-In was only a couple of years.
Yeah. 1997 in the news.
Farley's body was discovered yesterday in his luxury apartment in Chicago's John Hancock Center. Police say there was no sign of foul play and no drugs were discovered in his condominium. But one published report says drug use may have been the reason he died.
Ended up that he was on a pretty big bender. It turned out the days prior to that, food, alcohol, drugs. Chris Farley, just at the age of 33, died this day, 1997. Certainly tragic. Very, very funny man.
Oh, my God.
Let's remember a scene here from Tommy Boy today, since it is the date that we lost Chris Farley.
Bees everywhere! God, they're huge! They're ripping my flesh off!
Son, roll around! Jeremy, roll around on the ground!
Forget that! I'm starting to swell up!
Save yourself! Don't be the hero!
Frank, I'm allergic to bees.
Me too!
They're huge and they're sting crazy!
We'll come back later and check on you!
Yeah, I don't want...
Save yourself!
Your firearms are useless against them!
That's my favorite line right there. Your firearms are useless against them, from Tommy Boy, 1997. 2015.
It's official. Mother Teresa is to be made a saint of the Roman Catholic Church. Pope Francis has recognized a second miracle attributed to the nun, clearing the way for her to be made a saint next year. The miracle involved the healing of a Brazilian man with several brain tumors in 2008, the Vatican.
And of course, as you know, Neil, the other miracle, the first one, was a card trick.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's right. You need
They're both
two miracles.
Significant.
Yes, you need two miracles to become and be canonized in the Roman Catholic Church. And of course, the whole card tricks thing, that's a Father Guido Sarducci joke from SNL, where he's talking about people becoming saints, and most of their miracles are just card tricks. What's your card? 2015, Mother Teresa. Let's move on to some birthdays now today. That's Keith Richards on the guitar, the start of Paint It Black. I think it's Brian Jones on the sitar. Keith Richards, 82 today, the guitarist. Sadly, the Rolling Stones have canceled their planned tour of the UK and European. They were going to do a stadium tour. Ooh. And it's basically because Keith Richards, at 82, said that he just couldn't commit to the physical demands of a long multi-month tour.
You wonder how long these aging bands can keep going.
You want to go as long as they can because they love what they're doing.
Yeah.
And Keith Richards, he's gotten to 82. I bet you there are a lot of people early in his life, maybe they didn't think that he would make it to 82, but he did.
No.
But they checked and he has the skin of a 140-year-old person.
Ah, yes.
That was the joke about his, he always looked kind of leathery.
Yes,
and that's okay. I mean, that's probably the reason. Leather is better than soft skin. Leather is going to protect you better.
Yeah.
Right? If you have leathery skin. I know. I mean, you can deflect bullets with that stuff. It gets so tough. And
your
leather,
firearms are useless against
it. It's like cowhide. Keith Richards at 82 today. Steven Spielberg is 79. Just way too many movies to even list.
Yeah.
Oscars, Golden Boy. I mean, so many awards for Steven Spielberg. He's 79. And this guy probably reviewed and critiqued a number of Steven Spielberg movies. Not this one, though, that we have. It's Leonard Maltin from Entertainment Tonight.
So much for dialogue. Now, what am I going to do? Sit here and criticize Rambo? What's the point of that? What you see is what you get. Sylvester Stallone is the Vietnam vet's answer to the Incredible Hulk.
That's a great analogy right there. Rambo,
it sure is.
Rambo smash. Hulk smash. Yeah. Rambo smash. I mean, First Blood is the best of them, and then they just got a little outrageous then. I mean, good stories going out there and rescuing MIAs and whatnot, but the one with Brian Denny, First Blood, is probably the best. But there is Leonard Maltin, Entertainment Tonight, movie critic. I would take him over Gene Shalit when it comes to critics. Nothing wrong with Gene
Shalit. He was always my go-to.
Yeah, Leonard Maltin is 75.
The cop showed up, and at that point, I had the right to remain silent, but I didn't have the ability. The cop says, "Mr. White, you are being charged with drunk in public." I'm like, hey. I was drunk in a bar. They threw me into public.
First time I saw that on the Blue Collar Comedy Tour CD, video, whatever, first time I'd seen Ron White, actually, at that point. I didn't even know. I knew who the other guys were. I didn't know much about Ron White at that time. And, they call him Tater Salad.
Yes.
And he has some good bits, certainly. The comedian, he's a blue-collar guy. But he's probably the less blue-collar than the other three, it seems
like.
Yes. But he kind of fits in that mold.
He's the bluest of them.
Yes, he's very blue. He's the bluest of the blue-collar, but not so much of the blue-collar part.
Yes.
He gets a little more dressed up for his shows, is what I'm kind of saying. A little more formal. Ron White is 69. Brad Pitt.
We're going to be dropped into France, dressed as civilians. Once we're in enemy territory, as a bushwhacking guerrilla army, we're going to be doing one thing, and one thing only. Killing Nazis.
Brad Pitt from Inglourious Basterds. He's been in so many movies. Pick one that's got a good line or a good scene, and there are numerous. He was the it guy there for a while, right? He was the pinup boy. Brad Pitt, 62. Let's get some wrestling in here.
Talk about your Psalms. Talk about John 3:16. Austin 3:16 says, "I just whipped your ass."
And a legend was born with that line right there in the WWF before they were forced to switch to WWE. He probably, because The Rock came a little later, but he started the whole process. He may have saved WWF because they were going down a bad path and were getting just absolutely torn up and beaten big time by the WCW. And along comes Steve Austin, and he changes his persona, shaves his head, becomes the Rattlesnake and the whole thing, and the Stone Cold Stunner. Stone Cold Stunner, his finishing move, Steve Austin. Is 61 here today. How about this guy?
Not a moment too soon, Tim McGraw jumped in.
No relation.
Best Jackie Chan caught a cop on the chin. Now I don't understand why they's arresting me. My cellmate thinks I'm sexy.
Kind of became the Weird Al Yankovic of country music, right?
He's always staring at.
Forget that I shave my back for this.
Oh, yeah, exactly. There's so many. And I think he's making fun of the whole taking the police horse thing. Tim McGraw and Kenny Chesney is what he's talking about there.
He's
making light of that. So that's Cletus T. Judd, who's 61. He never parodied one of her songs, though.
If you wanna be with me,
Christina Aguilera, I think you were either a Britney person or a Christina person back there in the 90s, early 2000s. Genie in a Bottle.
Star.
Genie in a Bottle, one of her big number one hits. Christina Aguilera, 45 today.
Gone, but not forgotten today. We're going to start with the man who was sadly assassinated. It was the shot heard round the world before
Thompson. I thought the shot that started the revolution, American Revolution, I thought that was the shot heard round the world.
Well, there were a lot of them.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria, he was assassinated in 1914, which, the Germans were at it, and... This led to World War I, and he was born on this day, 1863. Russian dictator Joseph Stalin. We've all heard of Stalin, born on this day, 1878. One of the greatest hitters in baseball history. Not the most well-liked, per se, but Ty Cobb, you cannot deny what he did on the field. And he was born on this day, 1886.
I think of that line from Field of Dreams where Ray Liotta says, yeah, Ty Cobb wanted to come, but none of us like the son of a you-know-what. So we said, stay home, basically. I'm paraphrasing there, of course. There's a little more colorful language.
Gosh, I guess we could have killed two birds with one stone there now I'm thinking about it.
Nope.
And Ray Meyer, remember him, longtime coach of the DePaul Blue Demons, and 37 winning seasons, 21 postseason appearances. Then his son took over at DePaul, Joey. Ray Meyer, Basketball Hall of Famer, 1913. Remember, she was the pinup girl from World War II, actress Betty Grable, 1916.
Sir, it's Betty Grable, the nation's number one musical comedy star and pinup girl, in the picture that millions have voted only Betty can play. Pinup Girl. It's a Technicolor wonder show of music and mirth, with a wealth of comedy and romance.
Yeah, I like Technicolor.
Yeah, for sure. Betty Grable there, 1916. He was in Evening Shade, opposite Burt Reynolds and some other shows, Ozzie Davis. Longtime actor, 1917. The wonderfully talented actress, Cicely Tyson, 1924.
It's all right, honey. Let it go. Let it go. You know, Miss Ruth was a lady. And a lady always knows when to leave.
Fans of the movie Fried Green Tomatoes will remember that tear-jerking scene, certainly.
Yes. Yes, and the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman. We remember her for that, too. 1924, Cicely Tyson. One more, Ray Liotta, speaking of Field of Dreams and many other movies. Fine actor, Emmy Award-winning actor. Born on this day, Jim, 1954.
Hey! Is this heaven?
No. It's Iowa.
I've been to Iowa. It's not that far from heaven, to be honest.
Where's he going?
Well, you know, Annie, he's going out to check the corn for blight, is what he's doing. He's actually he's checking for blight and various other diseases that can inflict our corn crop during the summer months. So,
well, that's necessary work.
That's right.
So, Ray Liotta there, 1954. We do have a gone rapper of the day, DMX. DMX, born on this day, 1970. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot the guy that flew the helicopter for Magnum.
Oh, yeah.
TC from Magnum PI. Yeah. Roger E. Mosley.
Okay.
I mean, if you're a private investigator and you have access to a helicopter, I mean, Jim Rockford would have loved that.
Oh, yeah.
Magnum had access to a helicopter.
Yeah, he just said, call his buddy TC.
Yeah, exactly. TC, Roger E. Mosley from Magnum PI, 1938. Now,
they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Dixieland Delight, Alabama, the Grundy County auction incident, John Michael Montgomery, or Garth Brooks, Friends in Low Places.
We could do soul today.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas, everyone.
WQPM, Princeton. WLKX, Forest Lake. KDDG, Albany. KDDG.